three.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
It's just the worst.
I don't want it to be my birthday anymore.
Good. That's the goal of this episode.
Welcome to Talking Fail, the podcast that never repeats itself. With me, I have my three co-hosts, Tyler.
Hey, how long does peyote take to wear off? I'm asking for a friend.
It's actually forever. And Yeah, sorry about your friend.
That explains a lot.
Hey, Will, you're another co-host.
Did you know that chocolate is the symbol of love?
And Ethan.
Will, that's poop.
Hey, so
That explains a lot.
Anything exciting happen in you guys' lives? Just, you know, starting off strong.
Szechuan sauce!
Oh.
Did you guys have any?
Szechuan sauce! No, what is in Szechuan? What's in my sauce? Szechuan sauce.
It's kind of like a soy sauce. It makes it taste like teriyaki chicken.
The sauce tastes like teriyaki chicken.
The chicken, like chicken nuggets, taste like teriyaki chicken. That's how I would describe it.
Guys, I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Will, did you go with the chicken nuggets or did you go with the chicken strip?
Buttermilk chicken tenders.
Yeah, that's it.
I got chicken nuggets the first day. I got the 40 count.
My gosh.
And they gave me 7 packets of sauce.
Wait, how much is the 40 count of chicken nuggets?
I think it was like $10.
Will's been paying me for months to take on the fat guy role of the podcast so he can try and hide it for as long as possible.
I shared with Joey a few. Okay.
How many packets of sauce?
What's your wife's ration?
It's very generous. I think she got 2 packets of sauce because I was feeling generous that day. And then today, which is the second day it's been out, I went back and I was going to get the buttermilk chicken tenders, but they were out. So they gave me a 20-count chicken nugget for the price of 1 10 count, and I got another 5 packets of sauce to go with that. So I actually have a packet sitting here with me. Was that clapping, or was Ethan just really excited by the sauce?
I mean, I already lost. Let's keep going.
So I'm currently sitting on a surplus of 3 Szechuan packets.
I think you should do a shot.
Yeah. I want.
On the show.
I think that's kind of wasting the Szechuan, though.
No, I think it's good for
entertainment value.
I mean, yeah. Maybe if we were doing something visual, I would consider that, but like, I already know what it tastes like. We should have one of you guys do a shot of Szechuan.
Well, if you run over to my house real quick.
Do I have to run? I can't drive?
No, you have to run.
Well, no. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Is it so only available for like it, really? A limited time, or what's
no,
the deal there?
I have a thing called a job.
It's until supplies last.
That sounds like they'll just continue making it until people stop buying.
Once it runs out, it's gone forever.
Yeah, until next month, yeah.
So I probably would never have tried it if it wasn't for Rick and Morty. Like, Szechuan sauce didn't sound very enticing to me.
I don't think McDonald's would have. Oh wait, never mind.
What were you gonna say? They wouldn't have done it without Rick and Morty.
Maybe. I mean, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
I just think it's funny that a couple months ago when they first did the sauce, that people were like buying and selling them on eBay for exorbitant amount of money.
Oh yeah, didn't Deadmau5 buy one 15. For like a few thousand dollars?
$15?
Was that a packet or a tub?
It was a bottle. It was like a big bottle. It was like a, I don't know, maybe 2 gallons.
Might actually hold its value though. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The currency is backed by Szechuan sauce.
Invest now.
Goodbye, gold standard.
It's all about the Szechuan standard. Let me get that
sauce. And the cream.
My wallet's so thick it's dripping with Szechuan sauce.
Is anyone else uncomfortable?
I'm always uncomfortable.
Who wants a sip of my Szechuan sauce?
No, nope, nope.
Mmm, pouring out this Szechuan sauce.
You pouring some of it? Ugh. Don't ever do that.
The timing there was, could be better. But I'm sorry, it's just, you know, coping and whatnot with the Szechuan sauce. Is it available everywhere? Is this a thing? Like,
guys, can I go down the street to my McDonald's and pick up a Szechuan sauce and come back?
As long as they are still in supply, yes.
All right. I'm going to switch to my phone, I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Oh, please let this be a normal podcast.
Jeremy.
It's this podcast, Will.
Jeremy, get my car ready and the wheelchair.
Who's Jer?
Yeah.
Why does he need a wheelchair?
I'm going to need help getting through the door.
Yeah. Oh, because he's so husky.
Szechuan sauce. Uh-huh. No, you're a fat ass. Turn on the car. Guys, I'll be right back.
Okay. When I was getting my McNuggets today, I asked the guy, like, can I have some extra sauce, please? And he's like, sure, what kind? The Szechuan sauce. And he's like, is that like from a show or something? Because we've been selling a lot of them. Like, what is that? It's like, yeah, it's from a show.
I would have just been like, I don't know. I just like this. I just like that sauce, the flavor.
So to conclude my food review, I would say that I wouldn't have normally tried this without Rick and Morty, but if they made this a standard thing, I would switch over to usually getting Szechuan sauce instead of, like, barbecue.
Hmm.
Really? Interesting. So Rick and Morty had that big of a, like, marketing factor for you?
It just tastes pretty good.
Well, you know Rick and Morty Gay Week what? Is coming up, so are you gonna give that a try?
Oh, I get it. Well, I wouldn't normally have tried it, but now that I have tried it, you know, I think I might switch over.
All right. Well, it's good to know, Will. When Jody finally catches up to this episode, Will.
It's going to make a whole lot more sense to her why I've started acting differently.
Will, you just keep bringing these guys over. Your behavior confuses me.
Just wait for the podcast. It'll make sense.
The podcast is coming out.
It doesn't sound like that was the only thing coming out.
Does anybody have anything worth talking about?
Yes, I do.
What is it, Will?
I have a question.
Anybody else?
Okay.
It's from Tommy. And this question asks, what is everyone's favorite movie? And there was only one correct answer, and it's my favorite movie. And if anyone else answers a different movie, I will fight you.
Is it Cats and Dogs?
Is that your favorite?
With Jeff Goldblum? It's not my favorite.
Cats versus Dogs.
Yes, Cats versus Dogs with Jeff
Goldblum.
I
think Goldblum. I've seen
that. That movie deserved an Oscar of some sort.
I'm sad that I've seen that.
That's a good movie. Jeff Goldblum licks a bunch of puppies.
When was the last time you saw it, Ethan?
Like, what's today's date?
It's the 27th of February, 2018.
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
On the day.
So.
On the day.
Doing maths, carry the two, 5 years ago would be 31. So, yeah, I guess you could have a formed opinion by then.
You can rent it for $3.
Ooh. Or you could not.
I mean, they spray, at the end, the cats get sprayed with a bunch of green, like, snow foam. That makes people allergic to dogs. They're terrorists.
They're cats are ISIS. Terrorists.
I mean, they do kill a couple old ladies, yeah.
Well, they're just old ladies.
And they burned a Russian pilot alive in a cage.
So, enough silly stuff. What is your guys' favorite movies?
Well, I feel like the answer for the listener, quote-unquote, was looking for was The Room by Tommy Wiseau. No?
No. I just want to hear you guys' favorite movies.
Wrong.
There's no joke about my favorite movie. I'm 100% serious.
Hey, Will, do you mind if I build on this? Because it doesn't sound like we're getting a lot of answers.
Who's going to go first?
Thanks. So, today at a candidate interview, you know, we do this lunch thing where we all ask a question.
Yeah, I know.
And then ridicule the candidate if their answer is dumb.
I didn't think my answer was that dumb.
Good policy. Well, everybody else did, and that's what's
important. Yeah, no one ever does.
Okay. Tyler, hey, question. Have you gotten called back yet?
No. No.
Oh, okay, I guess they're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Stuff comes up. It's like, just one of those
things. Like qualified people?
Okay, well, I'm waiting by the phone that I keep on me at all times.
Cool, good, good.
But it's the phone right outside the conference room. You've just been waiting by the receptionist desk for 2 hours.
Hi, yeah, it's a little awkward. Not going to lie, it hasn't helped your case, Tyler.
But Archer, you had an actual thing.
So the question we asked today was, what's your favorite guilty pleasure movie or TV show? You know, like one that you might get judged for.
Were there any good answers? Interesting answers? That we could make fun of them?
Yeah, I thought mine was the best. I'm just kidding. I thought mine was, like, decent, and then I came up with better ones.
I can't quantify a favorite, but I will go with my most consistent answer, and that is...
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a guilty pleasure or just like a favorite?
Oh, no, what? that's like a full hard on movie.
Oh, what?
Yeah. No, like that's not a joke.
We're not looking for that kind of movie.
Well, sadly, that's incorrect. The best movie of all time is Shawshank Redemption.
Aw, okay.
I thought The Green Mile is a better movie.
Nope. How many rape scenes are in The Green Mile, Tyler? Answer me that.
The Green Mile is the Hulk sex tape.
Are there any sisters in The Green Mile?
Like sisters or sisters?
No, the sisters that raped Andy Dufresne.
I'm going to say none, and I'm going to go ahead and say that makes it a better movie.
Hold on, I'm Googling the sisters... Who raped...
Have you guys not... Has everyone here Andy. Not seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Well, no.
Hold on. I haven't seen it, but I did just Google the sisters who raped Andy. The first result is Shawshank Redemption. Did Andy get penetrated? Mixed martial arts. This is a mixed martial arts forum. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Shan the Man asked or says, we know Red said he wished Andy always
but
fought
prison is
the
no
good
fairy
fight,
tale.
Etc. Yeah. We also know it also seemed like the BJ wouldn't have happened due to the scene where he gets jumped by the Bull Queens. So did he just get pounded on or pounded out? And the the response is the sisters got up in them guts. And then the next one is Andy got the rape a few times.
That is true from my experience of watching the movie.
Okay, this gets
so
this
is
gets
it just
pretty,
Ethan that hasn't
pretty
seen
detailed
it?
Discussion. I'm done.
Yes.
I got my answer.
Oh, okay, so oh, no. Ethan, The Shawshank Redemption, opening scene: Andy Dufresne is in a courtroom, and he's being tried for murder. And then Dale from The Walking Dead is talking and giving some big monologue about how he must have done it because his wife and his wife's lover were found dead. And Andy Dufresne's gun that he had conveniently thrown into a river because he was going to kill them, but then he decided not to. They couldn't find it, which if you know anything about law, that means you're guilty.
Yes.
A lack of evidence proves guilt. Right, guys?
Yeah, yep. That's accurate. Yeah, exactly. If they test for DNA samples and they find none, you did it.
Well, and then there was a broken bottle of alcohol on the ground, just like Andy said, because he threw it and dropped it, and then he left. And then his cheating wife gets what's coming to her because someone kills her. And
are we really gonna take this long to get through the whole movie?
Yeah,
I think the movie moves faster than your explanation of the movie.
Nah. So then, then Dale from The Walking Dead is like, I suppose that you should get 2 life sentences, 1 for each victim that you killed. And I'm kind of glad that Dale got killed in The Walking Dead because he's kind of a prick in this movie.
Spoilers.
And then Andy goes to jail, and then Morgan Freeman sees him, and Morgan Freeman's like, I bet 2 packs of cigarettes that tall glass of water breaks first. And then everyone's like, no way. And then he's like, oh yeah, well, who's going to bet against me? And then I guess we should continue that next episode.
What happens next? Next I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
On Remembering Shawshank.
Should I go more?
This episode of Remembering Shawshank was brought to you by...
No.
Szechuan sauce. It was brought to you by Talking Fail. Remember how it used to be good?
We don't.
Oh, and there were bullets strewn around on the ground at the crime scene that were from Andy's gun, and they were the same caliber, but they couldn't test it against anything because the gun was never found. So haven't they ever heard of a thing called circumstantial evidence, like reasonable doubt?
Or gun residue on your hand.
You're right. OJ's innocent.
What?
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 What? In the butt.
I don't know. Do you guys have anything else? We might be. You know,
this might be another quickie episode.
Another quick one.
So yeah, Red Dawn is a hard movie. That's good.
Oh, so who else is wrong about what their favorite movie is?
My favorite movie is Star Wars.
Oh yeah, how many old men hang themselves in Star Wars? Hmm.
None, and I think that's a plus.
How many old hung men are in Star Wars, Tyler? Answer the question.
At least 12.
You have not seen a good movie till you have seen an 80-plus-year-old man swinging from a banister. And in Star Wars, is there a poop pipe?
There's a trash compactor.
Hmm.
Same thing.
Is there a hole that leads to the trash
Shove
compactor?
It in my trash compactor.
Yeah. Ah,
Princess Leia.
Is
Princess
it covered,
Leia
is
shoots.
The hole
yeah. Yeah. Luke slides on in there. Luke slides on into that trash compactor.
And came out clean on the other side.
Man, I should have more alcohol before the show. I mean, I should have alcohol before the show more often, not more.
Well, don't have too much alcohol, because then you'll accidentally go to kill your wife and get framed for it.
Hold on. Okay, I don't know what the movie is. Let me see if I can figure out what that movie is. Drunk.
I wonder what movie it could be.
Man kills wife movie. I'm just getting a lot of actual news articles.
I'll give you a hint. It was a movie that we were talking about earlier.
I'll give you another hint. It's not Star Wars.
All in good fun.
Although, Uncle
Hold
Owen.
On, let me try again.
Did seem
what
a little tipsy.
What movie does drunk man kill? Why? Did he kill her or did he accidentally kill her?
Well, that's like, the whole we'll point say. Of the movie. You have to watch it and see.
Wait, it's The Foreigner. Harrison Ford.
No, that's Star Wars.
Get off my plane.
No, shut up. That snake's on a plane. I'm talking about the one where he wants his family back.
I want my family back.
Harrison Ford wants his family back.
I want my Falcon back.
It's Air Force
Hey,
One.
Do you guys know what a needle dick is?
Hmm. No, and I don't know if I want to know.
Apparently it's a no, dick curious. That is child sized, but on a man.
Why do you know this? Why are you bringing this up now?
Oh, I just thought I'd bring it up.
You shouldn't ever bring
and,
up a
and a third thing. Also, I'm hearing myself.
Oh my God, Ethan.
In somebody's audio.
The ads on the site that I'm on, it's for Powerballs, which look exactly like the Dynaflex. How did they know?
Wait, I'm going to get my Dynaflex real quick.
If you'd like to understand this reference, please see episode 1 of Cruisin' Craigslist on YouTube.
Oh, what did I name it? Strictly Platonic.
Strictly Platonic. Yeah, there we go.
Episode Strictly Platonic, which is number 1.
Oh, and Will, the thumbnail was a perfect, like, recreation of my described vision. Like, that was great. That was really, it was really cool to like say that and then see the result.
Yeah, hardest part was putting text on the screen. I'm really bad at that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean but the video's actually good.
Our turn.
I mean, it's more important. Hey, does anybody else want to talk, or should Will and I just keep jerking each other over here?
Ethan, don't tempt me.
See, I never learned my lesson. He takes it the extra step. I think I push it all the way. It's gonna go.
Oh, no matter how hard you push me, I can always go further. Oh,
Archer, were there any other interesting answers to your silly questions at work?
Well, two things never happened again after that. Boggs never walked again, and the sisters never laid a finger on Andy again.
What about something other than a finger?
Arthur, what is your favorite movie?
What's that?
What's your favorite movie, Arthur?
Oh, like favorite of all time?
Yeah, and please, how is it Shawshank Redemption?
Is it Lord of War?
No, we never repeat ourselves, Tyler. What's up?
Is it Knowing by Nick Cage? Also Nick Cage?
Yeah, it's probably something by Nick Cage.
Okay, cool.
Mm. Actually, there's a wonderful movie called The Trust with Nick Cage and Elijah Wood. It's a great crime thriller. The sex scene is a little, like, it lasts too long, but it's, overall, it's a really great film. They play two cops who are dirty. Oh, wait. Is that what they meant?
Probably.
Seriously, though, I'd recommend The Trust with Elijah Wood.
I'd recommend Elijah Wood. The Shawshank Redemption.
Elijah Wood and Nicolas Cage.
So it's not your guys' favorite movie?
Yes, we know. Jeez.
Well,
I like the Family Guy spoof.
Well,
no.
It was almost as good as my Shawshank bit, but yeah, it was pretty good. Don't worry, I'll get you guys to love it someday. All I need is pressure and time.
Will's a serial rapist.
Well, Ethan,
you're just now getting
prison
this?
Is no fairy tale.
I mean, after that third incident, I kind of had my suspicions.
You guys know what salad means?
Apparently,
it's a polite way of saying sex.
No more salad, please. Too much dressing.
Oh.
Do you know what get these hands means?
I think you mean catch these hands.
No, it just says get these hands.
No, I want you to come get these hands. Get these hands off of me.
That's not far off, Ethan.
Mr. Spacey.
It means you're about to get your ass beat.
That's...
Wait. My mom beat my ass a lot.
Wait, what?
In what way?
Well, I was a bad kid.
When you were a real bad kid.
With like a wooden spoon.
Huh.
Welcome to Talking Fail. I don't
well,
even.
Finally, we're gonna start the.
I don't
episode.
Even know okay. anymore.
So,
we
what do you guys
talk
think
about stuff? I think Shawshank Redemption is
we're
definitely.
30, oh wait, we're 30.
A,
we're 34 minutes
movie.
In.
I think some people like it.
Nope.
Hey, Archer. Lots of innuendo. What's up?
Oh, and there's a rock that has no earthly business being there.
I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it.
Well,
the movie.
It's not related to the movie.
Hey, Arthur, did you see that somebody at the Olympics, as like an art project, painted an entire building Vanta black?
I did not see that because it's really hard to see that. But really?
That must have been expensive.
Yeah. It's like an art installation kind of thing. in South Korea right now for the Olympics.
I don't believe Tyler.
And the audience won't be able to see it, but I just posted a link in the chat that has a video of it. So unless I like digitally created that video, which I'm not capable of doing.
Well,
because of skills.
I think it's much more likely that they faked this. Because what's more likely, that they faked this or they painted a building in one of the most expensive paints of all time?
That the Earth is
flat?
Third
one.
The Earth is Vanta Black. It just appears like it's flat.
Guys, I'm... Will, what's your second favorite movie?
I'd rather watch The Shawshank Redemption backwards than any other movie. It's about a story of a man who gets imprisoned, and then he saves his wife from being murdered and gets let out of prison.
And then rapes.
He forces a bunch of people to rape him.
So that's the movie where he kills his wife?
I guess you have to watch.
I'm kind of drunk, Will. I don't know what to believe.
Believe that you killed your wife. Okay.
I mean, it's harder to believe that I had one. I just don't...
Andy, do you want a beer? Nah, I quit drinking a long time ago.
It's weird. It's weird.
Do you trust your wife?
For the first time through Will's
Do you
narration.
Trust your wife?
And just...
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
What's up? You know how most cars have, like, the recirculating air thing?
Sure.
If like, you farted in your car, yes, and you had the recirculating air, is it just blowing your fart back into
I
your face?
I think there's a filter.
What if you took the filter off?
Well, then yes.
What if I've already done this?
What? Yeah,
what
and it's just recirculating forever?
What if I don't
forever?
Know how to stop?
Remind me never to ride in Ethan's car.
Not my.
What? Whose car is it?
That's why my car door was unlocked.
Someone pulled the old air filter remove and fart trick on me.
Okay, nobody tell Ethan that I've actually been farting on an air filter and then putting it into his car.
My car's going to smell like Tyler's asshole forever. No!
And not in the good way.
This episode is brought to you by Talking Fail.
And Scotch.
Remember when we would cut out the really dirty stuff?
And then Will would save all of that for his own special episode. So I have a story, if nobody's got anything else to...
Sure.
So...
I got tons of stuff, but go ahead, Ethan.
No, you don't. So, I mean, of course, I turned 21 today, and it was a busy day, so I didn't do anything today, but I did go out to a couple bars with my dad, which was cool. There's one that I really want to show you guys. The whole inside, it's like four different stories, and it feels like you're walking through like a 17th century ship that was designed by Disney. It's very cool.
What
anyway,
is with you
we
in
to
like
the car.
Restaurants that are shaped like ships? Didn't you already back in your other? Your previous
yes.
state
well,
didn't
wasn't
well, there
that,
a nautical
this one
themed?
Wasn't this one wasn't this one wasn't this one wasn't nautical themed. It just felt like the ship. The other one was a ship that they turned into a bar. It was just a boat. It's like they took a boat and put it inside a room. The boat room.
What's the name?
The name of that's oh, shoot. I didn't write it down. I'll have to. It's in downtown Sac. It's like a. It's supposed to be Western themed, but it's not.
But it's a not. Boat instead. I don't what.
See, I should know the name of things before I start pitching them. Anyway, yeah. that's irrelevant. While we were going to the car, we were passing like a corner store, or a liquor store, and
was
some
it called
guy,
the Hornblower?
No, we didn't stop there. Some guy ran up to me and goes, "Hey, are you 21? Can you buy me? Like, can you buy me?" And he said something. That's never happened to me before, and it happened. That's all. I just got asked to buy somebody like liquor.
They can tell.
a couple
that's,
weeks ago,
that's all.
I was walking to Starbucks, which is like a corner away from my work.
Well, everybody's
and,
work.
Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. Haha, Starbucks. But no, I was walking to Starbucks and this guy stopped me on the sidewalk and he was holding a plastic bag. I don't know if that actually applies to the story, but he was like, "Hey, I need some cash. do you want to buy some weed?
How much did you buy?
So how good was the weed?
I just said, oh, no.
What was his price?
And kept and moved on.
Not.
Yeah.
I already bought some at the other corner.
Well, you got to gauge the price.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
Because I'm trying to, because I have a ton of weed too to sell. I mean,
you want to trade? Man, if I had run into you earlier, man, you know, well, yeah.
The reason that he gave for he was trying to sell the weed was that he needed cash to buy a cigar.
That what? Seems like a good what? Reason.
Wouldn't you want to go the other way with that?
And also that would be
it's like
in, imagine somebody trying to sell you cigars on the street to buy pot.
It's like when you see the signs that are like, I'm sorry, my car broke down. I just need to get some money to get gas or something. But instead he's like, yeah, I need to get a cigar so I can go on my way.
Wait, why is getting a cigar your biggest problem?
If yeah, you don't what, have the why, money for why a cigar? The cigar?
By selling weed. And why is a cigar your target? How much weed was he selling?
I don't know.
Ethan, he just needed money for some things.
What kind of things?
Just he needed to get some money. Don't worry about it.
He needed to get an infinite fart out of his car.
I don't have them anymore.
What kind of money?
You're not my mother.
Stop ganging up on me,
Mama. Please, Denny's with me and Johnny.
What kind of drugs?
This is like the second time we've done this.
This is worse than Arrested Development. Yeah.
So back to the Shawshank Redemption. His wife is so ungrateful that, you know, he is working hard.
She got murdered?
Yeah. The reason she got murdered is because she wasn't being faithful to her husband. And he is working hard at a bank. So I'm sorry that he doesn't have time to please you. And he's working hard and buying her all kinds of nice jewelry. And he bought her a car. And I heard he's even going to buy her a house. And you can't. Just break things off. It's not right. You need to think about your financial security.
You know, I was skeptical about this when it started, but it really came around.
So this is my favorite new segment. Will takes a side and you find something that you believe in and you... Whoa, I'm looking for a picture of the wife, and I cannot find one. She must not be that attractive.
Well, she dies pretty quick.
Yeah, I looked up, I Googled Shawshank Redemption wife, and I can't find anything. It's just a bunch of dudes in suits. And a
bunch of dudes in suits, and they make up words to make themselves feel important. And you know what? Rehabilitated? I don't know what that means.
Fat guy.
So just stamp my form and stop wasting my time.
He's actually seen.
Yes, he has.
It's my favorite movie.
This isn't a joke. This isn't. Are you serious? I thought you were just stealing from the IMDb.
No, it's really my favorite movie.
That's number one. That's what I thought. I thought the whole bit. What the hell, dude? Why?
You have a problem.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You should watch
your favorite movie.
Viewing party?
No, I don't like it.
Your favorite...
I own it on DVD.
I mean, Red Dawn isn't a better... But Red Dawn isn't
it's
much
not
better.
It's not better
but...
at all.
Wait, Harrison... I know it's... But Shawshank Redemption shouldn't be your favorite... why is Padme from The Phantom Menace in my Google image search if I'm looking for Shawshank Redemption?
Whoa, that's on you. Google contours that to now. Your previous searches, so
is,
you should...
Is it Padme /
Star Wars wife?
Is that what the search is coming up as, Ethan?
Let me Google that real quick.
Okay.
Let me Google.
Go ahead and...
And then you wonder why you have weird things in your search.
Go ahead
results.
And describe in great detail what you see.
Oh, no. Oh, gee, I was internally like, I'm going to describe the first photo. No. No, this was not a good idea.
Did Ethan not know about Rule 30?
All
right, I guess you learn something new every day.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you could do
Archer,
that.
Archer, what are you eating?
Three?
Can I have some?
Well, I mean, if these pictures, if these pictures what, are providing any indication,
do you actually have Szechuan sauce?
Yeah, with that good Szechuan sauce.
Wait, hold on. How do you spell Szechuan shosh?
S.
I may or may not
S- have S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N.
Are you kidding me?
So Arthur.
No.
What is your opinion on the Szechuan?
I'm gonna go to McDonald's.
Yeah, what is your opinion on the Shawshank Redemption? I'm really curious.
I think it's a little sweet. Mm-hmm. I personally like ranch
That's
better.
What Padme is saying in this picture too.
wait, is it grown up Padme or 12-year-old Padme?
It's probably 12-year-old Padme.
Why did I ask that question?
I mean, I don't see an ID, so I can't say for sure.
Ethan?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, what? How Wait, is this going to affect like, your life?
What is
Leon
this
the Professional Padme?
No, I'm not looking... Oh my gosh. Leon the Professional is a good favorite movie. Will I recommend Chase?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's Natalie Portman is great in it. You know what Leon Professional was missing, though? Not enough prison rape.
Also could have had more Szechuan. What is your opinion on the sauce?
It's a little bit too sweet. I like ranch.
Your Szechuan sauce over in San Francisco is probably just different. It's a different batch. They didn't have a mixture right in that one. You're all wrong! I hate you!
So, guys, there is no chicken nugget time rule 34.
Time to start one, Ethan.
Shawshank Redemption rule 34.
Oh, no. Hold.
I think I know what scene it's going to be. Now, I'm going to open my fly, and you're going to swallow what I give you.
Is it Szechuan sauce?
Archer, I'm going to leave and go get chicken nuggets and come back.
If you do that, we're going to end the show while you're gone.
If you leave, I swear to God, I will do more Shawshank until you get back.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you guys in 15 minutes.
Whatever you stick in my mouth, you're going to lose. But you see, I got this ice pick, and it's going to go in your ear. Well, I've heard that sudden brain trauma causes the victim to bite down hard. I've heard that they require a crowbar to open the jaw. So, where'd you read all this kind of stuff? I read it in a book. What, you can't read? That's pretty much the scene.
Will, you just inspired me. I'm looking right now at some Shawshank erotic fan fiction.
It's probably between Andy and Red.
Okay, so I'm going to read this without having screened it or having seen the movie.
Both.
So,
well, sounds good to me.
Both of those sound great. Like great.
Okay. Something's telling me not to do this.
Have some more
alcohol.
But I'm going to ignore
it. I haven't had a drink in about an hour. No, it's been like an hour and a half.
He quit drinking a long time ago.
Rita's smiling down at me with a coy expression, and I think that makes it okay. She has full lips, painted with ruby cosmetics, and I can almost hear her musical laughter here in this room. While I'm lying on my back, staring into the darkness where I can just make out her smile. But it's not her hands that are touching me. And it's not mine either. And that's what makes it so wrong. Or is it that which makes it so right? It is wrong. It's wrong that I'm lying here on my back with my legs spread in a fashion I've never tried before. And I'm arching my back, biting my shirt sleeves, trying not too keen. I don't want anyone to know about this.
I don't want
ever.
Anyone to know about this.
Rita has full lips, but so does Red. Red lips aren't soft, and they don't taste like bitter cosmetics. His lips would be dry,
Ethan,
wouldn't they? I've never noticed before. Yes,
Ethan, you need to read this in the voice of Morgan Freeman.
I don't know if I can do that, but let's see. But I'll be sure to notice when I see him tomorrow. If I'm able to look at his face at all, he's kissing me through. His lips are on my throat. Suck
1,000 times better. Gently. Yes.
Not biting like them. Red doesn't touch me the way they do. He's hesitant. He acts first. And when I nod my head, only then does he touch me. His carpenter's hands are touching me down there. And God, does it feel good. All the time, she's watching. Watching me pump up into Fred's hand. And wishing it was hers. Red is holding me down, restraining me against the squeaky cot. Holding me close to his body. I can hear him. He sounds so far away. Take it easy, Andy. Take it easy. There's a lot of this.
Yeah, okay, well, it's still right. Anytime.
You save okay. Some for next week. We'll
that's actually the next
it.
Line. Oh, and the title of that was Wonderland by Ida.
It's kind of weird that he's talking that much about a poster.
I have no idea who those characters were. Yeah. I don't know what was happening.
Rita, like, Rita Hayworth. Oh,
okay,
is a poster.
I didn't. Oh, gee. That makes that
Wait.
So good.
Ethan's not going to get this, but what is behind the poster? Like, what happens with that poster?
Oh, he can actually have sex with the poster. Did he dig a hole all the way through just so he could? Just so he could bang his poster.
That's what it started as. He was like, wait a minute.
I gotta go deeper. I gotta go deeper.
I'm going all the way in.
He banged a poster to freedom.
I gotta get to her poo-poo.
And came out clean the other side.
Is that why that guy killed himself? He hung himself because he couldn't deal with... He...
Prison will change a man. Once you become acclimated to the inside,
Will
you can't take it anymore.
Will, the Shawshank's my favorite movie. You've convinced me.
All right, two more to go.
And with that, I think we're going to have to do our next segment, the one where we end the show. The most recurring segment so far.
The one where we do Archer of the Podcast.
Andy.
Andy.
Who's Archer of the Podcast this week?
Wait.
Andy? Okay. He's a trooper.
I don't like the precedent we set for how to earn Archer of the Week.
You make the most entertaining show? I'm not.
No, you just make the most of a bad situation.
I think Andy applies.
All right. And then last segment is revealing the secret code words.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
This week, the first one was Tupac Shakur, the unsolved murders of Biggie and Tupac.
Okay. We got really close.
And then the second one was...
We did...
Yeah, that one did get close. The second one was just if anyone brought up the secret code word game other than me in the entirety of the podcast.
Well, I'm not going to lie. That's a little desperate.
And
it's
no one did it.
So easy.
You can't do that on week 3. It has to be established.
No. He can if he does it on week 3 and we
hey,
still
Will, how
miss
about this?
It.
How about, no, I mean, like, let's get some insight into how you pick these other than desperation.
It's just whatever I think of we might talk about maybe.
Will, how far into the episode do you decide what
At
the name
very
what
end.
The words are going to be? How many minutes ago did you figure it out?
The Tupac one?
If we had guessed
that was
the first
pretty recent.
One, wouldn't that automatically trigger the second one?
What if we guessed the first one before he had decided that was going to be the word? Who wins? Who wins, Will?
The audience.
Nobody.
Compensate me.
All right, Will, you have our word. Next time on Talking Fail, we will try to play that game.
Wait, don't we have to do our music outro? Like our voiceover?
Yeah, but we do that in post.
With some cool tunes.
We just do it now.
No, we don't. No, the little guitar, like, we'll, Archer's got to play some music and then close us out. Close us out, Archer.
Got to play. Is there any requests?
Well, we did something. Like, we did that guitar for William a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That
spontaneous little outro.
You know, it's not spontaneous. Remember? If you are forcing us to do
that. That was beautiful. Hey. It was spontaneous 4 minutes ago. You pretend to be surprised.
Oh.
Alrighty, thank you for listening to Talking Fail.
It's so been loud.
A pleasure.
Help! I'm trapped in this Apple ad.
On this wonderful. Everything's black but my headphones.
What's a computer?
No viruses. Is Steve Jobs still alive?
Remember when iTunes was good?
Whoa.
What's going on? What? Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
Will lead us out.
Get your Szechuan sauce like a boss and go to McDonald's and see Ronald and see the Shawshank Redemption and
MC
get
Will
locked
in the house
in a pen, a playpen, and get
His raps are mostly Shawshank Redemption based.
I got
based,
raped by the sisters.
But it's still good.
I might copulate with posters.
Oh.